Passport to Texas from Texas Parks and Wildlife. The ecological regions of Texas are diverse, something the Parks and Wildlife Archaeological Team knows well.
Our team has to become proficient in all of those different areas, and there are very different ways to find the archaeology of those areas.
Margaret Howard is Archaeology Survey Team Leader at Parks and Wildlife. Some areas of the state give up their secrets more easily than others.
In the Piney Woods, it's deep below the pine needle blanket that's on the ground. It's very well preserved, but it's hard to find. Out in West Texas, it often shows on the surface, so it's easy to find, but then it's very vulnerable to erosion or even vandalism.
Texas boasts 1 million acres of parkland, which includes countless places favored by visitors over the past 10,000 years.
Humans are just not as different as you might want to imagine. We've had a number of cases where ancient campgrounds were below the campgrounds that are used today. We are humans. We're walking across the ground the way that humans once did. Humans are thirsty. Humans need to eat. They like shade and protection from the weather. And so if you look at those aspects of the landscape, you can figure out where people tended to live.
Learn how parks and wildlife archaeologists use the clues left behind from people's activities to gain insight into Texas' past at Texas Parks and Wildlife Expo, October 7th and 8th at TPWD headquarters in Austin. That's our show for today. For Texas Parks and Wildlife, I'm Cecilia Nasty.